Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Viewers, this is the second episode of the canonical readings topic that we began in the last session. We have been discussing the isnad of the seven canonical readings, or we are to take up all these isnad one by one. We have discussed, or we started to discuss, the first of the readers to which this canonical one of the canonical readings is ascribed, and he is Nafi ibn Abi Nu'aym. We have started discussing him in the last episode. Today, inshallah, we will continue with that. If you recall, we had started to discuss some of the teachers of Nafi ibn Abi Nu'aym. We have already discussed earlier on the research methodology which I have adopted in discussing these isnad, and it's very important that attention be paid to that research methodology, because many of the lectures that I am now going to give are based on that particular research methodology. So we discussed the first teacher of Nafi ibn Abi Nu'aym, and he was Saleh ibn Khawwat, and it was shown that he is not reliably established as a teacher. And we were discussing the second teacher of Nafi ibn Abi Nu'aym, and he was Muslim ibn Jundab. And we had discussed, as you recall, we were discussing the teachers with respect to isnad-supported content and with non-isnad-supported content. So as far as Muslim Ibn Jundab is concerned, about whom we were discussing. So what we had completed in our earlier session or earlier lecture was the isnad-based teachers of Muslim. Now, I will take up the non-isnad-based teachers of Muslim Ibn Jundab, and they have been mentioned variously. So if all the material which is available regarding the non-isnad-based content, it is gathered and collated, we can say that Muslim ibn Jundab, he acquired the Quran from five people. So the first of them is Abdullah ibn Umar, and he has been recorded by Zahabi in his Tariqh al-Islam. Then we have Abu Huraira, radiya ta'ala anhu, and he has been recorded by Al-Ansari in his Al-Jawhara fi Nasab al-Nabi wa Ashabihil Ashara. We then have Abdullah ibn Abbas. He has been recorded by Muhaisan in his Al-Hadi Sharh Tiba al-Nashr fi Qirat al-Ashr. And then in the fourth place we have Hakim ibn Hizam, also recorded by Muhaisan. And in the fifth place we have Abdullah ibn Ayash ibn Abi Rabia. He is also recorded by Zahabi in his Sir Alam al-Nubala. So these are the five teachers of Muslim ibn Jundab which have been recorded in books which do not mention any isnad. So these are non-isnad based teachers. So I'm now going to analyze this information so that we can draw a further conclusion in this regard. Zahabi mentions Abdullah ibn Umar, so I'm going to first of all take up Abdullah ibn Umar. So though Zahabi mentions Abdullah ibn Umar as Muslim ibn Jundab's Quran teacher in his Tariqh al-Islam, in Sir ibn Nubala, Zahabi mentions Ibn Umar with the word Qila, which shows that there is an element of doubt in this information. So that is a point to be noted. Moreover, neither Ibn Mujahid, nor Ad-Dani, nor Az-Zahabi in his Marifat al-Qura'il Kibar, nor Ibn al-Jazri mentioned that Muslim Ibn Jundab read out the Quran to Abdullah ibn Umar. So three of the major works on Qira'at are devoid of this mention that Abdullah ibn Umar was a teacher of Muslim ibn Jundab. And the absence of his name as a teacher, Abdullah ibn Umar as a teacher of Muslim in such works, is something of a very important and grave concern, especially in Zahabi's Ma'rifat al-Qurra al-Kibar, which is a work which actually mentions teachers and students of the famous Qurra of the Quran. And no less than the fact that the other two books are equally important. Thus, for example, Dani's book and Ibn Mujahid's book, both of them, they also single out these teachers and students, and they also, all these two books, and in fact, all these three books are devoid of this mention. Az-Zahabi and Ibn Jazari, while recording the respective entries on Abdullah ibn Umar, have not mentioned Muslim ibn Jundub to be their Quran student. So this is a converse information as well. Zahabi expresses his doubt whether Abu Huraira, so we now take up Abu Huraira. We have done with Abdullah ibn Umar, and we can see that he's not a very reliably reported person as a teacher of Muslim ibn Jundab. So as far as Abu Huraira is concerned, and Abdullah ibn Abbas, we'll take them up together. Zahabi actually expresses his doubt that these two are teachers of Muslim ibn Jundub. His words are, fihi ihtimal. This is what he has recorded in his seer. So Zahabi, regarding Abdullah ibn Abbas and Abu Huraira, say that there is a chance that this might not be correct. Ibn al-Jazri records on the authority of al-Zahabi that the narratives of Muslim ibn Jundub from Abu Huraira are broken. And this he has recorded in his Aqayatul Nihaya fi Tabaqat al-Qurra. So thus neither al-Zahabi nor Ibn al-Jazri in their respective entries on Muslim ibn Jundub state that he read out the Quran either to Abu Huraira or to Abdullah ibn Abbas. So this is a very, very alarming thing, a very grave thing to be noted in this regard. Conversely, in their respective entries on Abu Huraira and Abdullah ibn Abbas, neither Zahabi nor Ibn al-Jazri mention Muslim ibn Jundab to be their Quran student. So either of the two entries, the student entry of Muslim ibn Jundab does not mention that Abu Huraira or Abdullah ibn Abbas were his teachers, and the teacher's entry, both these people, Abdullah ibn Abbas and Abu Huraira, they do not mention that Muslim ibn Jundab was their student. So this is a point to be noted. We now move on to the fourth student, which has been reported by the non-isnad content, and he is Hakim ibn Hizam. Zahabi in his seer mentions him with the word Kila, which obviously has an element of doubt in it, and this cannot be firmly established that he was actually a teacher of Muslim ibn Jundab or not. Ibn al-Jazri records on the authority of Zahabi that the narratives of Muslim ibn Jundab from Hakim ibn Hizam are broken. So this has been recorded by Ibn al-Jazri in his Ghayatun Nihaya fi Tabaqat al-Qurra. Moreover, neither Ibn Mujahid nor Ad-Dani nor Az-Zahabi in his Ma'rifat al-Qura al-Kibar nor Ibn al-Jazri mentioned that Muslim Ibn Jundab read out the Quran to Hakim Ibn Hizam. So this is something of a strange nature. So as far as teachers are concerned, perhaps viewers, it is only Abdullah ibn Ayash ibn Abi Rabia, about whom there is a consensus from non-isnad based content. We're discussing the non-isnad based content that he is actually Muslim ibn Jundab's teacher. And we also know that as far as the isnad based content was concerned, which we discussed in our previous episode, there is one narrative. To be precise, the third narrative in order, which we were discussing, which does say that Abdullah ibn Ayash ibn Abi Rabia was a teacher of Muslim ibn Jundab, but unfortunately that narrative was weak and it was a suspect narrative. So, viewers, if we sum up, we can clearly say that though Muslim ibn Jundab can be established as a teacher of Imam Nafi, we can safely say that he was a teacher of Imam Nafi, but we cannot with certainty say or determine who actually Muslim ibn Jundab's Quran teachers were. So we can sum up this entry by saying that Muslim ibn Jundab, who is the second teacher reported of Imam Nafi, though he can be established as a teacher, but ultimately as far as who is the person or who are the persons from whom he learned the Quran, they cannot be reliably established. So this is as far as Muslim ibn Jundab is concerned, the second teacher of Imam Nafi. Let us now move on to the third teacher of Imam Nafi, and he is Abdurrahman ibn Hurmuz al-A'raj, and he is the Mawla of Muhammad ibn Abi Rabiya ibn Haris ibn Abdul Muttalib. So the third person the third teacher of Imam Nafi that we are discussing. Some biographical information about him is in order first. So early sources do not even call him to be a Qari. Ibn Sa'd, Bukhari, when I say Ibn Sa'd, I refer to his Tabaqat, Bukhari in his Tariq al-Kabir, Ibn Abi Hatim in his Al-Jarh wa Ta'dil, Ibn Habban in his As-Siqat, Zubaydi in his Tabaqat al-Nahwiyyin, Al-Baji in his Ta'dil wa Tajri, and Ibn al-Asir in his Jami' al-Usul, they do not mention him in this capacity. They do not mention him to be a Qari. Ibn Sa'd says that he is Kaseer al-Hadith, and Ibn Hibban mentions that he would write out Qurans. So the information that we actually have from these people is slightly different. That as far as Ibn Sa'd is concerned, he says that he was Kaseer al-Hadith, that he would narrate a lot of Hadith, but his stature and his status as a Quran Qari is not even established in these earliest biographical accounts. He is mentioned as Nafi's teachers in the narratives that we discussed earlier on in the case of Muslim ibn Jundab. And if you recall, there were four narratives. The first, second, and fourth actually take his name, while the third narrative implicitly mentions his name. I'm just going to allude to that material once again so that it can come before you, although I've already alluded to you before in my previous talk, but just a very brief reference to those four narratives which actually single out or they point that Abdurrahman ibn Hurmuz al-Araj was also a teacher of Imam Nafi. And I'm not going to read out in detail the narratives and their translation, just summarize them. So the first narrative says that Nafi is reported to have said that I acquired my reading from Abu Ja'far Yazid ibn al-Qarqa al-Khari, Abdurrahman al-Araj. This is the person in question, and then some of the others. So this is the first narrative that we had read out. It says that Abdurrahman ibn al-Araj was Abdurrahman ibn Hurmuz al-Araj was actually a teacher of Imam Nafi. And this narrative was recorded to be as correct. This isnad was okay. As far as the second narrative is concerned, just briefly I'm going to read out its summary. Nafi says that I found in Medina religious leaders who were followed by the masses, and among them, then he starts to name these leaders. The first person that he named is actually Abdurrahman ibn Hurmuz al-Araj. So he's the person that we are talking about. And then Nafi goes on to say that what at least two of them agreed upon, he acquired them and then left out the others. So any of the two masters of these readings that he could find, they agreed upon one another, he actually gathered that reading in this manner. So that was the second narrative. And the second narrative also has a isnad which was ratified and which was considered to be okay. The third narrative used was the one in which the names of Nafi's teacher were just implicitly indicated by the word Al-Khamsa. So the words actually are Varshu is Nafi's student. He says that Nafi informed me that he read out the Quran to the five, which Al-Khamsa. And Nafi said that the five informed me that they read out the Quran to Abdullah ibn Ayyash ibn Abi Rabi'ah and Abdullah ibn Ayyash ibn Abi Rabi'ah informed them that he read out the Quran to Ubay and so on and so forth. But here, the five are not mentioned, but since it is implicitly known that who these five are and their name have been taken by some other narrative, so if we regard Abdurrahman ibn Hurmuz al-Araj to be amongst them, and there's no reason that we should not, then the word Khamsa, we can take it to mean that it implicitly actually also mentions that Abdurrahman ibn Hurmuz al-Araj was also a teacher of Imam Nafi. I would also like to point out, as I did in my previous talk regarding this narrative, that its isnad has not been reported to be okay and it could not be corroborated. The fourth and final narrative, is also from Varsh. And I'm just going to quickly go through it without actually translating it word by word. So Varsh reported from Nafi that the Rijal of Nafi are, and then he names those Rijal, and the first of them is Abdurrahman ibn Hurmuz al-Araj, and then the narrative goes on to describe some of the others. So these were the four narrative views which we had discussed in my previous talk, in my previous episode, which establishes the teachers of Imam Nafi. And again, I'm going to point out that this fourth narrative was also not reliably reported. So while the first two are reliably reported, the third and fourth, they are not reliably reported. This was our take when I discussed these teachers and these narratives earlier on. So this is as far as the fact is concerned that Abdurrahman ibn Hurmuz al-Araj is a teacher of Imam Nafi. Now, viewers, we're going to take a step ahead and find out who the teachers of Abdurrahman ibn Hurmuz al-Araj themselves are, because it is essential also to establish the chain of narration right up to a companion. And for this, we need to move a step ahead and find out who the teachers of Nafi's teacher, Abdurrahman ibn Hurmuz al-Araj, are. And in this regard, we're going to study some narratives. And according to Ibn Mujahid, he read out the Quran to Abu Huraira and Abu Abbas. So what Ibn Mujahid has said, that he actually was a student of Abu Huraira and Abdullah ibn Abbas. Now we are going to examine the narratives one by one, which are mentioned in this regard. So the first of them, viewers, is mentioned by Ibn Mujahid in his Kitab al-Sabra. And its words are, حدثني أحمد بن محمد بن صدقة قال حدثنا إبراهيم بن محمد بن إسحاق المدني بقورس قال حدثنا عبيد بن ميمون التبان قال قال لي هارون بن المسيب قرأت من تقرأ قال قلت له قرأت نافع بن أبي نعيم قال فعلى من قرأ نافع قال قلت أخبرنا نافع أنه قرأ على الأعرج وأن الأعرج قال قرأت على أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه وقال هريرة أبو هريرة قرأت على أبي بن كعب وقال أبي أرز علي رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم القرآن وقال أمرني جبريل أن أعرز عليك القرآن. So I'm not going to read out the complete chain, but I'm going to just read out the translation from a particular point. So Ubayd ibn Mamun al-Tabban said, Harun ibn al-Musayyib asked me, on whose reading do you read the Quran? I said to him, the reading of Nafi ibn Abi Nu'aym. He asked, on whose reading did Nafi read the Quran? I replied, Nafi mentioned, informed me that he read out the Quran to Al-Araj, who is, of course, Abdurrahman ibn Hurmuz al-Araj, and that Araj said, I read the Quran to Abu Huraira, and Abu Huraira said, I read the Quran to Ubay, and Ubay said, I was presented the Quran by Muhammad. And Muhammad said, Gabriel directed me to present the Quran before you. So this is the complete translation of the first narrative in this regard, and as I said, this has been presented besides others. This basic narrative is presented by Abu Bakr ibn Mujahid in his Kitab al-Sabah. Now, the problem, viewers, with this narrative is Ubayd ibn Maymun al-Tabban. You can see the chain of narration of this narrative being displayed before you. Abu Hatim says that he is majhul. Ibn Hajar also makes the same comment, and at another place says mastur, which is actually very similar to majhul, and signifying the fact that he is an unknown person, not known well to authorities. Ibn Hibban says that he narrates maqati, and again, that is which means that he narrates maqtu narratives. So another point of concern, viewers, in this regard is that the way this isnad is mentioned, there is one clear possibility that Nafi is mentioning information to which he is actually not contemporaneous to. It seems that he is mentioning the fact himself that Abu Huraira رضي الله عنه read out to Ubay, and Ubay read out to Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. So Nafi, we know he was born in the 70s of Hijrah, and Abu Huraira had already died in 59 Hijrah. So if this is the way that isnad is read out, the way it is mentioned here, although there is a possibility that they could have been muttasil all the way up to Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, but it is more probable to see the way the isnad is mentioned, that basically Nafi is mentioning the teachers, his teachers and the teachers of his teachers, as his own personal information. So he could be contemporaneous to his own teacher, and his own teacher mentioning him, who he read out to. But further on, he's mentioning an information he is not very contemporaneous to, and therefore this would be regarded as munkata if the isnad is read on this pattern. Let us now move on to the second narrative in this regard, viewers, and this has been recorded by Ibn Mujahid also in his Kitab al-Sa'bah. And the words are, وَحَدَّثَنِي عَبْدُ بْنُ أَحْمَدْ بْنِ حَمْبَلْ قَالَ حَدَّثَنِي أَبِي قَالَ حَدَّثَنَا عَبْدُ بْنُ يَزِيدْ قَالَ حَدَّثَنَا بْنُ لَهِيَا عَنِ الْعَارِجْ قَالَ سَمِعْتُ ابْنَ عَبَّاسْ يَقْرَوْ تَسْنُونَ صُدُورَهُمْ. So Al-Arid said, I heard Ibn Abbas read Tasnuna Sudurahum, which of course is a verse of the Quran. Now, as far as this narrative is concerned, you can see it's a very small and precise chain of narration being displayed before you. Abdullah ibn Lahiya, recorded by Al-Zahabi, has a certain jara on him, and that is Yahya ibn Ma'in says that he is Za'ifun La Yuhtajju Bihi. Yahya ibn Sa'id would regard him to be nothing, and the words that he has used is Kana la yarahu shay'an. So he would not regard him to be anything. And Nasa'i says that he is za'if. Abu Zura and Abu Hatim say Amruhu muztaribun yuktabuhu lil'i'tibar, which means that his matter is something of an indefinite nature. He cannot be relied upon. However, as far as secondary evidence is concerned, he is someone on whom we can rely upon. Al-Juzjani says that there is no light in his narratives, and it is not appropriate to adduce from him. Ibn Hajar has recorded him among the Mudallisin and referred to the fact that Ibn Hibban has said that he does Tadlis from Az-Zurafa. It may be noted that Az-Zahabi and Ibn Jazari in their respective entries on Abdurrahman ibn Hurmuz al-Araj state that he required his reading from Abu Huraira, Abdullah ibn Abbas, and Abdullah ibn Ayyash ibn Abi Rabi'ah. This is what Az-Zahabi and Al-Jazari in their books have mentioned. Az-Zahabi in his Ma'rifat al-Qurra al-Kibar and Ibn al-Jazari in his Ghayat al-Nihaya fi Tabaqat al-Qurra. Similarly, while Az-Zahabi in his respective entry on Abdullah ibn Abbas mentions Abdurrahman ibn Hurmuz al-Arish to be a Quran student, but in his entry on Abu Huraira, he does not mention a single name of his Quran students. So it can be concluded from these details that not only do early sources do not describe Abdurrahman ibn Hurmuz al-Araj as a Qari, it can also not be reliably established that he acquired his reading from his two Quran teachers, who are Abdullah ibn Abbas and Abu Huraira, which some books refer to. Similarly, since the third narrative actually, which is important to note, the third narrative used was the one in which it was reported that Abdullah ibn Ayyash ibn Abi Rabi'ah was a teacher of Abdurrahman ibn Hurmuz al-Arj. But remember that third narrative was not reliably reported. So therefore, we cannot establish any of the teachers of Abdurrahman ibn Hurmuz al-Arj. Also, viewers, important is the fact that Ibn Mujahid does not mention this fact. He does not mention that Abdullah ibn Abi Ayyash or Abdullah ibn Ayyash ibn Abi Rabi'ah is a teacher of Abdurrahman ibn Hurmuz al-Araj. So, viewers, though Abdurrahman ibn Hurmuz al-Araj can be established as a teacher of Imam Nafi, but we cannot know who the teacher of Abdurrahman ibn Hurmuz al-Araj are. Who are the people from whom he acquired the Quran, and ultimately, who are the people from whom his teacher or his teachers acquired the Quran? So therefore, here again we are faced with this dilemma, as the fact that although Abdurrahman ibn Hurmuz al-Araj is established as a teacher of Imam Nafi, but we do not have any further information as the people who from whom he acquired the Quran. Next, viewers, we move on to the fourth teacher of Imam Nafi, and he is Abu Ja'far Yazid ibn Qarqa, and he is the Mawla of Abdullah ibn Ayyash ibn Abi Rabi'ah. So authorities identify him as a celebrated Qari of Medina. This is something which is established. According to a Zahabi, though some regard his reading to be mutawatir and some to be shaz, it is neither of the two. It is in fact narrated from one reliable narrator to another, and it became to be generally accepted as they would say as mutalakkahu bil kubul. Because of the trustworthiness of its bearers, its conformity with the rasm of the Imam, and because of its eloquent Arabic. This is what Zahabi has recorded in his Ma'rifat al-Qurra al-Kibar. Now, as far as Abu Ja'far Yazid ibn Qarqa is concerned, he is also mentioned as the teacher of Imam Nafi in all those four narratives which I just earlier reminded you of, which I just read out as a summary, and which have been read out in detail in the previous talk. And all these four narratives actually mention Abu Ja'far Yazid ibn Qarqa to be a teacher of Imam Nafi. However, as you would recall, the third narrative mentions this fact implicitly, because it just says the five, Al-Khamsa. And since other narratives name these five, so we can safely say that perhaps the Khamsa here actually refer to the five famous ones, and amongst those five famous ones, one of them surely is Abu Ja'far Yazid ibn Qarqa. Now, let us move a step further and see who the teachers of Abu Ja'far themselves are. So, it is reported that he read out the Quran to the following three, and amongst them is Abu Huraira رضي الله عنه, Abdullah ibn Abbas رضي الله عنه, and Abdullah ibn Ayyash ibn Abi Rabi'ah. This has been mentioned, for example, by Ibn Mujahid in his Kitab al-Sabah, Zahabi in his Ma'rifat al-Qura al-Kibar, and Ibn al-Jazri in his Ghayat al-Nihaya fi Tabaqat al-Qura. So these are the three teachers which these three people, authorities also mention. Now, some people have claimed that he read out the Quran to Zayd ibn Sabit also. This is mentioned by Zahabi in his Ma'rifatul al-Kibar. However, Zahabi has pointed out that he has not even met Zayd, and this he has done in his other book, Siru Alam al-Nubala. Now, as far as these three teachers are concerned, viewers, I'm now going on to read out some narratives before you, which establish or which actually endeavor to establish these three teachers of Abu Ja'far, Yazid ibn Qaqa. And these three again are Abu Huraira, Rizala anhu, Abdullah ibn Abbas, Rizala anhu, and Abdullah ibn Ayash ibn Abi Rabia. So the first of them, and this first has been recorded by Ibn Mujahid in his Kitab al-Sa'ba. So it says, أخبرني محمد بن أحمد بن يوسف بن شاهين قال سمعت روح بن الفرج يقول سمعت أحمد بن سالي يقول قرأ أبو جعفر على عبد الله بن عياش وقرأ عبد الله بن عياش على أبي بن كعب رضي الله عنه وقرأ أبي على النبي. So روح بن الفرج reports that he heard أحمد بن سالي say, Abu Ja'far read out the Quran to Abdullah ibn Ayyash, and the latter read out the Quran to Ubay, and Ubay read out the Quran to the Prophet. So as I said, that this narrative has been recorded by Ibn Mujahid in his Kitab al-Sa'ba. Now, viewers, the problem with this narrative is, you can see its chain of narration being displayed before you. The problem with this narrative is that it is broken. And this is because Ahmad ibn Saleh was born in 170 Hijrah, as recorded by Zahabi in his Ma'rifatul Qurra al-Kibar, whereas Abu Ja'far Yazid ibn Qaqa, from whom he reports, had already died in 130 Hijrah. So although Ahmad ibn Saleh was born, it would seem 40 years after the death of Abu Ja'far Yazid ibn Qaqa, which clearly tells us that this narrative is broken. And also the same problem we would to be found here as well. We cannot with certainty say that Ahmad ibn Saleh is reporting information which is not contemporaneous to, because the narrative, it says that it is not only broken from where I have just said, but the information it further more describes regarding the fact that who was the teacher of whom, that too does not seem to be contemporaneous. And this is obviously the case because there is already an inqita between Ahmad ibn Saleh and Abu Ja'far Yazid ibn Qaqa. Furthermore, viewers, there is also some jarah on Ahmad ibn Saleh that I need to point out, even though many authorities regard him to be reliable. So some of the jarah that I'm going to point out relates to him, although some of the other authorities do regard him to be reliable. So Ibn al-Jawzi recorded, and Nasai says that he is laysa bisiqa, and Ad-Darqutni says that he is za'if, and Yahya ibn Ma'in regards him to be kazzab, to be a liar, of course, which is a very grave matter. Now, let us move on to the second narrative in this regard, viewers. And the second narrative, this is also recorded by Ibn Mujahid in his Kitab al-Sa'bah. It says, Haddasani Muhammad ibn Ahmad bin Wasil qala haddasana Muhammad ibn Sa'adan qala akhbarana Ya'qub ibn Ja'far ibn Abi Kathir al-Ansari qala kana imamun nas bil Madina Abu Ja'far Yazid ibn al-Qaqa mawla Abdullah ibn Ayyash ibn Abi Rabia al-Makhzumi wa kana akhaz al-qira'a عن عبد الله بن أياش بن عبد المطلب وعن مولاه عبد الله بن أياش بن أبي ربيع. So Yaqub ibn Ja'far ibn Kasir said, the leader of people in Medina with regard to the Quranic reading was Abu Ja'far Yazid ibn Qaqa Mawla Abdullah ibn Ayyash ibn Abi Rabia. He acquired his Quranic reading from Abdullah ibn Abbas ibn Muttalib and from his Mawla Abdullah ibn Ayyash ibn Abi Rabia. And I said, this has been mentioned by Ibn Mujahid in his Kitab al-Sabah, and some of the other people who have referred to this narrative are Ibn Asakir in his Tariq Madinah al-Dimashq, and similarly, Al-Khazbini in his At-Tadwin fi Akhbari Qazwin. Viewers, the problem with this narrative, you can see its chain of narration being displayed before you. The basic problem here is that there is only one person who reports from Yaqub ibn Ja'far ibn Abi Kasir. Just one person, and this has been pointed out by Hafiz Mizzi in his Tahzib al-Kamal. So Hafiz Mizzi has pointed out this fact in his Tahzib al-Kamal, and he has told us that only one person narrates for him, and therefore viewers, that he has to be regarded as Majhur al-Hal. Regarding him, At-Tahawi notes that he is not famous for knowledge, nor is he famous from among those having sound knowledge. So he is not famous in either of these two spheres. Now, in all probability, Yaqub ibn Ja'far ibn Abi Kasir is also not contemporaneous to the information he states. Now, why I say this? This is because Abu Ja'far Yazid ibn Qaqa, who died in 127 Hijrah, acquired his Quranic reading from Abdullah ibn Abbas ibn Muttalib, who died in 68 Hijrah, and from Abdullah ibn Ayyash ibn Abi Rabia, about whom we know that he died in 78 Hijrah. Now, this is because according to Ibn Hajar, Yaqub ibn Ja'far ibn Abi Kasir belongs to the ninth tabaqa. Now, this tabaqa belongs to the young Atba'ut Tabi'in, like Yazid ibn Harun, who lived from 118 to 206 Hijrah, Muhammad ibn Idris al-Shafi, who lived from 150 to 204 Hijrah, Abu Dawud al-Tayalsi, who lived from 131 to 208 Hijrah, and Abdul Razak ibn al-Hammam. So, this ninth tabaqa is people who belong to this category, and therefore we can see that Yaqub ibn Abi Ja'far, there is an inqita, in all probability Yaqub ibn Ja'far is reporting something to which he is not contemporaneous to, and it seems that Abu Ja'far ibn Yazid al-Qaqa had actually had died earlier on, and he was someone who was acquiring his own information from, or his own reading from his teachers, Abdullah ibn Abbas ibn Muttalib, and from Abdullah ibn Ayyash ibn Abi Rabia. So let's move on to the third narrative in this regard, viewers. And this has been recorded again by Ibn Mujahid in his Kitab al-Sabha. So the words are, Haddasani Abdullah ibn Sulaiman, Qala Haddasana Abu Bashar Yunus ibn Habib and Abi Abdul Rahman, Qutayba ibn Mihran, Qala Haqbarana Sulaim ibn Muslim ibn Jammaz al-Zuhri, Qala Samitu Aba Ja'far, يحكي لنا قراءة أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه في إذا الشمس كبرت يحزنها شبه الرسا. Sulaiman ibn Muslim ibn Jammas said, I heard Abu Ja'far narrate to us the reading of Abu Huraira of Surah Takbir, which he recited in a grievous tone that resembled the recitation of an elegy. Now, as far as this particular narrative is concerned, there's no problem, it seems to be okay. We move on to the fourth narrative in this regard, and this has also been recorded by Ibn Mujahid in his Kitab al-Sa'bah. And it says, Haddasani Muhammad ibn al-Jaham, qala haddasana Sulaiman ibn Dawud al-Hashimi, qala haddasana Ismail ibn Ja'far, qala Sulaim ibn Muslim ibn Jammaz, akhbarani Abu Ja'far, annahu yuqri'u al-Qur'an fil masjid al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, قبل الحرة وكانت الحرة على رأس الثلاث والستين سنة من مقدم رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم المدينة وقال سليمان أخبرني أبو جعفر أنه كان يمسك على مولاه عبد الله بن أياش بن أبي ربيع المخزومي المصحف وكان من أقرأ الناس قال فكنت أروي كما يقرأ وأخذت عنه وكنت أروي كما يقرأ وأخذت عنه قراءته. So Sulaiman ibn Muslim ibn Jammas said, Abu Ja'far told me that he taught the Quran in the mosque of the Prophet before the incident of Hira. And this was about 63 years after the Prophet's advent to Medina. So Sulaiman ibn Muslim ibn Jammas said, Abu Ja'far told me that he would hold his Mus'haf above his Mawla, Abdullah ibn Ayyash ibn Abi Rabia, and he was the best of readers. Abu Ja'far said, so I would narrate the way he would read, and I acquired my Quranic reading from him. This is the fourth narrative. And viewers, it's not, is also okay, and there is no problem as far as chain of narration is concerned. Now we move on to the fifth isnad in this regard, viewers, and this has been reported, in fact, by Ibn Asakir in his Tariq Madina al-Dimashq. And I'm not going to read out the entire isnad before you. I'm going to read out from where it actually starts to branch off. So it says that حدثني فضل أنه قرأ على أحمد بن يزيد الحلواني قال وحدثني أحمد أنه قرأ على عيسى بن مينا قالون المدني قال وحدثني عيسى أنه قرأ على عيسى بن وردان الحزاء وأن عيسى قرأ على أبي جعفر القاري مولى عبد الله بن عياش بن أبي ربيع المخزومي المدني هذه القراءة وأخذ أبو جعفر القراءة عن ابن عباس وأبي هريرة وعبد الله بن عياش وغيرهم وهؤلاء قرأوا على أبي بن قاب وقرأ أبي على النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. So Isa ibn Mina, Qalun, narrated to Ahmad ibn Yazid al-Halwani that he read out the Quran to Isa ibn Wardan al-Hazza, and that Isa read out this to Abu Ja'far al-Qari, who was a mawla of Abdullah ibn Ayyash ibn Abi Rabi'ah, and Abu Ja'far took his reading from Ibn Abbas and Abu Huraira and Abdullah ibn Ayyash ibn Abi Rabi'ah and others, and all of these read out to Ubay ibn Ka'b, and Ubay read out to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Now, viewers, this is a problem with this narrative, and it has flaws. Now, first of all, Isa ibn Mina Qalun, who according to Al-Ahwazi was born in 120 Hijra, is not contemporaneous to Abu Ja'far al-Qari's teachers. So he's not contemporaneous to his teachers. Then again, the second problem here is that he's, again, when I say this, he's actually providing information regarding Abu Ja'far's teachers, whereas he himself is not actually contemporaneous to the information which he's providing, and this is a problem vis-a-vis the ittisal. Furthermore, viewers, as you can see, that his chain of narration is being displayed before you. No tawseek is available on Abu Muzaffar Abdul Karim ibn Mun'im ibn Abdul Karim ibn Hawazin al-Kushairi. No information, and therefore, viewers, we have to regard him to be majhul. Ahmad ibn Yazid al-Halwani, who died around in 266 Hijra, is a suspect narrator as far as Abu Zura al-Razi is concerned, and he says that he was not pleased with him. So, viewers, on the basis of this, the details which I have just presented, we can conclude that the only teacher of Yazid ibn al-Qaqa who can be reliably established as his teacher is Abdullah ibn Ayyash ibn Abi Rabi'ah. And this is on the basis of the information provided in the narrative which I read out before you, the fourth one in order. This not was okay, and it clearly tells us that Abdullah ibn Ayyash ibn Abi Rabi'ah was a teacher of Abu Ja'far Yazid ibn Qaqa. Now, sir, there are some other narratives which also mention him to be some other teachers, but they are not reliable. Now, it has already been shown that the narrative number 3, which was cited under Muslim ibn Jundub in my previous talk and summarized earlier on in this talk earlier, we had seen that Abu Ja'far Yazid ibn Qaqa read out the Quran to Abdullah ibn Ayyash ibn Abi Rabi'ah, but the fact is that narrative is not reliable. And also, the fourth narrative was the fourth narrative, and when I say the fourth narrative, I refer to the fourth narrative which I summarized earlier on in this very talk, and which I actually had presented in detail in my previous talk. That particular narrative says that Yazid ibn Qaqa read out the Quran to Abu Huraira, Abdullah ibn Abbas, and to Abdullah ibn Ayyash ibn Abi Rabi'ah. But we had said that that particular narrative was not reliable, so that too cannot be trusted. So what I am saying is that at the moment, that all we have is the fourth narrative, which I just recited in order, which is okay, on the basis of which we can say that Abdullah ibn Ayyash ibn Abi Rabi'ah is the only teacher of Abu Ja'far Yazid ibn Qaqa. Another important thing is that the second last narrative cited earlier, there is a narrative which I just cited, which tells us that Yazid ibn Qaqa acquired one surah from Abu Huraira, and that is Surah Takwir. But this information is not sufficient to prove him to be a full teacher of Abu Ja'far ibn Yazid of Abu Ja'far Yazid ibn Qaqa. So therefore, I would conclude that although Abu Ja'far Yazid ibn Qaqa can be established as a teacher of Imam Nafi, the only teacher of Abu Ja'far Yazid ibn Qaqa that can be established is Abdullah ibn Ayyash ibn Abi Rabi'ah. So, viewers, I am now going to end this talk here, because in the next episode, inshallah, we'll continue to discuss the remaining teachers of Imam Nafi before, inshallah, we go on to discuss some of the other narrators. So, it can be seen in summary that we have discussed Saleh ibn Khawwat, we have discussed Muslim ibn Jundab, we have discussed Abdurrahman ibn Hurmuz al-Araj, and we have discussed Abu Ja'far Yazid ibn Qaqa. So these are the four teachers of Imam Nafi we have discussed, and we have also made a summary of how whether the teachers of these four can be established or not. And we shall, inshallah, take up the remaining teachers of Imam Nafi and their teachers in the next session, and then summarize which of the five teachers of or the total teachers of Imam Nafi can be reliably established, and then who are the teachers of these teachers themselves which can also be reliably established. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات.